monogamy. Is it natural or unnatural? This is from one of our questioners. Where I'm stuck is on the whole issue of monogamy. That's the way I was raised, and so I assume that that's a value of mine. But I've noticed a lot of pain and fear associated with it. First of all, you have to find someone who wants the same thing, and then you have to control the person's wanting, which isn't fun by itself.
Not only is it not fun to attempt control over another, it is not possible. People often believe that what they really want is just some final ruling on the rightness or wrongness of monogamy so that they could then keep the rule or break the rule, but at least they would know what the rule is. And so, in your societies, that rule has moved back and forth many times. It varies today depending upon what part of the world you're living in. But we want you to understand that it was never your intention, as you came into the physical from non-physical, to find one way of living and convince or coerce all others to abide. You understood that the world is big enough to accommodate vast differences in desires, beliefs, and the creation of lifestyles. Which brings us to the first point of this question, I need to find someone who wants what I want. Coming together with another who is in agreement with the desires that you hold does make for good relationships. And surely it's obvious that there are enough people with whom you share your planet that it should not be too difficult to find someone who is a match to you and what you want. But the thing that hinders most people as they're looking to find that other person who matches the things that they desire is that they cannot find that person unless they themselves are a match to their own desires. People who worry about finding someone who will remain true to them cannot find such a person because the most active thoughts within them are worrisome thoughts of betrayal. People are finding it difficult to find the mate of their dreams, not because that person is not out there, but because of their own contradiction to their own desire in the thoughts they offer about the subject every day. When you consistently offer thoughts about your future relationship that feel good to you while you think them, that means you are consistently matching the desires that you have discovered as you have lived life. And under those conditions, only someone in agreement with your desires could come to you. Under those conditions, no need for control is necessary.
So, is it our natural nature to have only one relationship over a lifetime? Or is that something that was imposed on us by culture or religion?
It was your intent to interact with many others on many subjects. And whether you choose the subject of sexuality to be something that you experience with only one, or whether it is something that you want to experience with more than one, or with many, it is an individual thing. And your ideas about it are continually changing. It is worth noting, however, that the rules and laws that are meant to restrict behavior are always born out of the disconnection from source. In other words, as your officials, or leaders, or rulers, legislate laws or rules in an effort to eliminate something from society, their attention is usually upon the aspect of society that they do not want. And so, even though they make laws and attempt to enforce them, they have but minuscule control because they're fighting the natural laws of nature. The most powerful force inherent in all who exist is the acknowledgement of personal freedom. It is not possible for you to form your ideas about what a wonderful relationship really is if you have no exposure to things that are not wonderful. The best relationships that exist on your planet today are those that have erupted from a series of not wonderful relationships. Through each exposure to interacting with others, you launch continuous rockets of desires of what you prefer. And when, and only when, you are a vibrational match to the culmination of those desires, will you allow your rendezvous with someone who matches those intentions that you've gathered along your physical trail.